A lot of attention has gone to San Antonio's east side in the past few years. Gun violence and people's concerns about safety have been headlines. But Councilwoman Ivy Taylor says statistics show improvements in those areas, and now she's focusing on improving housing needs and education. The Wheatley Courts is an example of that, where two federal grants, the Promise and Choice Neighborhoods, are working concurrently. San Antonio is the only city in the nation with both. Taylor says she doesn't agree with her opponents who have said she doesn't listen to the needs of her constituents, but
I guess I would agree with any assessment that refers to a certain level of apathy, because I think that's kind of not just citywide, that's kind of nationwide, that there's kind of a lot of folks that don't really get involved unless they feel that something is immediately threatening them.
Taylor says she works hard on communication by hosting town hall meetings, allowing time for constituents to drop by her field offices, and she's the only council member with a dedicated phone line for people to call to find out what's going on. It's called the What's Happening line.
Because a lot of the older folks don't want to get on the computer, so they can call in and just hear a recording of the things that are going on. And then, of course, they can call with any questions or feedback. So we work real hard to ensure that we're in constant communication.
Taylor says her opponents have a limited view of who the people of District 2 are. She wants to see more employment at youth centers. She says there's too much to do to change leadership now.
We all want to see, you know, good neighborhoods. We want to see our streets repaved. We want to have parks and libraries and, you know, want to keep the tax burden to a minimum.
Taylor was the recent focus of an ethics review meeting because she failed to submit campaign finance reports on time. She was issued a letter noting her violation. Taylor is facing Norris Tyrone Darden, Hector Medina, and Antonio Diaz. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.